Hey, welcome to Creative Christianity and so on. I am your host, Clarissa Lendick. You may have heard of my other podcasts, but they were complete failures. So, here's to trying again. Again, welcome to Creative Christianity and so on. To begin my episodes, I'm going to start reading Every Young Woman's Battle by Shannon Etheridge and Stephen Arterburn. I believe this has information that every person needs, and even though we may not get through a full chapter in one episode, we will talk about key points at the end of an episode. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I can feel a phoenix inside of me as I march alone to a different beat. Starlings blowing down my fear. I am ready for the road less traveled, suiting up for my crowning battle. This test is my own cross to bear, but I will get there. It's never easy to me. Into a bolt of lightning. I pressure. I know there will be sacrifice, but that's the price. It's never easy to be chosen, never easy to be called. Standing on the front line when the bugs start to fall. I can see the heavens, but I still hear the flights calling out my name. I can see the writing on the wall. I can't ignore this war. At the end of it all, who am I living for? I can see the writing on the wall. I can't ignore this war. At the end of it all, who am I living for? At the end, at the end.
In this podcast, there'll be music, so on my blog, which is www.thetellofthefashionguru.blogspot.com, is where you can tell me what songs you want to listen to. I have a variety of music that I love, so if you like any songs that you like, that you want me to put on here, I will be glad to answer those. Also, in this part of the episode, I want to start doing creative stuff, and I will have a section, like, maybe in one episode we do a recipe, or in another episode we talk about girls' fashion, yeah, like that. maybe in one I talk about my favorite sport, which is soccer, but that might not get your guys' attention like it does mine. Anyways, I want to keep you interested, which is why I called it Creative Christianity. Because sometimes girls have to be creative in their own ways. Also, I want to put these episodes on YouTube. So if you have any other way of getting these episodes instead of my website on Podomatic, or the episodes on iTunes, you can watch them on YouTube. Yeah, we'll be right back again.
There's not a man who can number the sands of the ocean. Broken. Put me to
with Something in Your Eyes, one of my favorite songs, and one of my little brothers who isn't that much younger than me. Anyways, that's pretty much all I want to start out with, and then we'll get down to business in the next episode. Thank you for joining me. Bye!
Daydreamer, sitting on the sea, soaking up the sun. He is a real lover of making up the past and feeling up his girl like he's never felt a figure before. A jaw dropper. Looks good when he walks, is the subject of their talk. He would be hard to chase, but good to catch, and he could change the world with his hands behind his back. Oh, you can find him sitting on your door. Tell that he'll be there for all I need. Daydreamer, with eyes that make you melt, he lends his coat for shelter, plus he's there for you when he shouldn't be. But he stays all the same, waits for you, then sees you through. And I can tell that he'll